And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. One of the things that we do with the Feature Story is we like to put the spotlight on people and organizations that are making a difference in our community. And we have with us today Dr. Karen Ferguson, who is with a group called CORA, and they are definitely making a difference. And we are now going to spend a few minutes enlightening you to what they do. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much. So nice to be here.
So let's start with the question that I just asked. What is CORA?
Sure. CORA, which stands for Community Overcoming Relationship Abuse, is the agency responsible within the county of San Mateo for providing comprehensive services for anybody who's impacted by domestic violence or, as we talk about it, intimate partner abuse.
Now, how much of a problem is that these days in the county?
Unfortunately, it's a problem. It's a problem nationally. It's a problem in the county. I will say that the county has been doing a lot of efforts, and so I think we're seeing a little bit of a trend that is showing that some of the worst consequences of domestic violence, where somebody is killed by their partner, that has been on the decline. But overall, unfortunately, it's a crime that happens behind the doors of the houses that people live in. And it's always difficult to know exactly how much of a problem it is. But unfortunately, it's there.
Now, how do we fare against other counties? Are we normal? I hate to use that word in light of the concept that we just talked about, but is this more of a problem in our county than it is elsewhere in the Bay Area?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, that's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever actually laid out the stats and tried to compare ourselves to other counties. I will say that several years ago in 2023, we had a pretty terrible year for San Mateo County, where there were 5 homicides in the county, and every single one of them was a murder done by the intimate partner of that person. And so that caused an alarm for the county. And so I do think that our county has been particularly responsive, especially that really caused an alarm. So I think we're doing a lot of efforts that hopefully are models for other counties. But unfortunately, again, I think that it is a national issue and not even a county by county.
When you talk about efforts, what are some of the things that you're doing in this area to help mitigate it or deal with it?
Yeah, so there's everything but from efforts that have happened through CORA to efforts through the county. So at the CORA level, for example, we started a campaign called Speak Up, where we had every single city bring us in. So we actually had 11 cities throughout the county that brought us to the city to reach out to businesses, at least 300 businesses in each city, and just teach them about domestic violence and to provide presentations about the red flags to help businesses notice when they have customers that might be struggling with the impact of domestic violence. So I think there has been a big effort publicly to bring the issue to bear. But on the county side, led especially by Board of Supervisor Noelia Corzo, there was a domestic violence task force that was put into place. And through that have been a couple of efforts. One is the Family Justice Center that the county is now starting to implement and should be open hopefully by next year. And that will bring together all different resources to work with and support individuals who are struggling with the impact of domestic violence. But also we started a task force with law enforcement. So CORA now embeds co-responders with 3 different police jurisdictions to be there and respond immediately to the crisis and hopefully get people to help before things would get even more serious.
what causes domestic violence per se? In other words, have you looked into and studied some of the triggers or the hot buttons that would cause people to do these things?
So there's so many, and that's a question that I think has been asked for all of time. And there are, of course, lots of reasons why there can be domestic violence. And there are a lot of myths about domestic violence, that alcoholism causes domestic violence or mental health causes domestic violence. I think one of the things we can say clearly is cycles of domestic violence can cause domestic violence, that, you know, violence is learned and hence violence can be unlearned. And so I think that that's one of the pieces that we most press upon, that as a society, the more that we teach that, sure, people are going to get angry. People might struggle with addictions, might have stress in their family, might have conflict, but that through all of that, that there are ways to cope with it that don't mean that one person asserts power and coercion, violence, control over another person.
Do you offer programs to help people?
So we are really there as a victim services agency. So we partner real closely with other agencies that work on the accountability side. But our job is first and foremost to help those who have been impacted to get their lives back together. Just because you ended up in a relationship that went so terribly wrong and you were hurt in it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have the right to get your life back together. And that's really what we're dedicated to. But we absolutely do prevention programs, and we are firmly involved in all of the education that it's going to take for society to change their views.
Now, even though you're headquartered in San Mateo, you do have representation here in our community because you're partnering with Coastside Hope, and you have an office in their complex, don't you?
We do, and we're super proud of that. And it has been a dream of Cora for quite a while to be out on the coast. Cora originally had a satellite office in East Palo Alto, which we still have, and that really has been a model, and we've been able to leverage that model now. And so we're so grateful to Coastside Hope. They opened their doors and welcomed us in. So we now have an office that's embedded within Coastside Hope that anybody can visit anytime that the building is open, and Cora staff are there. And that allows us to do case management, to help people to connect with the services of Cora or other services they need in the community, and to provide, again, those educational programs that we're talking about that help maybe prevent a next cycle of domestic violence.
So your office hours there correspond to the open hours of Coastside Hope?
They don't, and I'm not going to say our hours right now on this because I will possibly get them wrong. So they're on our website, and they're at Coastside Hope, but it's a couple days a week that we're open, and we're always trying to increase that so that we could eventually be open 5 days a week.
Even though I'm going to ask this question again at the end of our interview, if a person wants to learn more about Cora, what is your website?
So our website is corasupport.org. Cora Support, C-O-R-A, support.org. But we also have a hotline number, which I think is always important for your listeners. So that is 1-800-300-1080. And people can call that hotline for any reason, 24/7, 365 days a year. Even if you just have a question and you want to know from them what the hours are of Coastside Hope, you can call the hotline.
Okay, sounds good. Now, before we conclude our interview, which has been very illuminating, and I've really enjoyed the time we spent together, you have an event coming up, I believe, on the 30th of this month. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We have an annual event that is about a fundraiser, and it really is because we absolutely need community to be involved in order to be able to provide the resources that Cora provides. So on April 30th, we have our gala event. That's a Thursday night. It goes from like 5 to 10 or whenever we stop having fun. I have no idea how long it goes. The information's on the website. So please, if you're interested and want to have a ticket or maybe buy a table or bring a couple of friends and have a wonderful night out learning about a really important organization, Marisa Lagos from KQED is going to be a keynote speaker there. So it will be a fascinating discussion, and we really welcome people to come.
So that includes dinner then?
It definitely includes includes dinner and drinks and, auction and all those things that, a gala should have. But most importantly, it's for a really, really important cause, and we would love for community to come join us.
Well, I can tell even during the short time we've been together that you have a passion for what you do, and you've been doing this for many years, I understand.
Yes,
so,
I have.
So it's in your blood. This is something you do, and it must give you a lot of satisfaction, especially when you can help people overcome some of these problems.
Yes, yes. I truly believe that home should be our safe place. That should be our place of peace and tranquility, and where we are held and loved. And, you know, as the saying goes, love should never hurt. And so we have to do everything to make sure that within this society that home really is truly what home should be.
Well, thank you again for coming in. And before we say goodbye, let's give our listeners one more time the website that they can go to learn more about the wonderful things that CORA is doing.
Thank you. So the website is corasupport.org and the hotline number 800-300-1080.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Community Overcoming Relationship Abuse, or simply known as CORA, making a difference in the lives of CoSighters. And a reminder that CORA now has an office in the CoSight Hope Building, 248 Main Street. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson.